2 Samuel chapter 23. I'm not afraid of death. I'm going home. After a long life trajectory with highs and lows, victories and defeats, a lifetime comes to an end, and David knows it. The sweet singer of Israel, the brave warrior, the king, finally arrives at the twilight of his days. These are the last words of David. I have always thought it would be a great privilege for me to have the opportunity to express my last words of farewell to my loved ones. I would not use words of reproach, nor would I remind them of difficult times we have endured. I would take the opportunity to tell them how much I love them, and to encourage them not to depart from the way, and that I am only getting ahead of them, and that I will see them again at the Father's house. Unfortunately, we cannot know if we will ever have the opportunity to say our last words. Therefore, today is a good occasion to encourage you to tell them, or write a note or a letter to your loved ones. But even more than words written on a piece of paper, your greatest legacy will be the example of your entire life. David could not take his crown with him. As for me, I cannot forget the hymn that my mother-in-law frequently sang. Will there be any stars in my crown, when at the evening the sun goeth down, when I awake with the blessed in those mansions of rest? Will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown, when at the evening the sun goeth down? When I wake with the blessed in those mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown?